I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the show where we bring you the very best in superhero and pop culture entertainment. My name is Rachel, and with me today, as always, is my girl, Miss Amy.
It's your girl.
We're back.
We are back, and I am super stoked.
I'm super stoked too. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. What have you been up to?
Oh, you know, just working, drinking wine, eating salmon.
Me.
Cheers.
Too. Cheers.
Clink, clink. Mm-hmm. That's how we should start every episode.
I think so too. So last time we were together, we were talking about super daddies.
Yeah, we were.
We got all daddied up.
We absolutely did. And it was a vibe.
Mm-hmm. It was a total vibe. Yeah.
So, but this week we've gone with something a bit different, haven't we?
We have. Look, we love the MCU.
We do.
We love Star Wars.
We do.
I have a Disney Plus subscription. Do you?
Absolutely, I do. I'm pretty sure.
Fuck yes.
I'm pretty sure as soon as it came out, like I'm one of those people who's like, none of my sisters or family have any accounts, so I am the account holder for
everything.
You're
the account holder, yeah.
But it means, like, if I go to log on to something and one of those bitches is in there, I'm like, get out. It's mine.
That's right.
I get free reign.
Because you pay the bills.
Absolutely. I pay all the bills. That's right.
Yep. And the grocery bills. And the pay the automobiles.
You know it. You know it. Anyway, so, yes, I do have a Disney Plus subscription.
Wonderful, as do I. And what I love about Disney Plus is all of the cool fucking Disney shit we are getting.
Yes, girls, they've really stepped up their game.
They have. They have. Have you seen Cruella?
No, I haven't. You're talking to me here. I have not.
I also have not. But
ooh.
It looks really, really good, and I'm super excited about it. I've heard wonderful things about it, and it kind of got me thinking because, you know, Cruella is a little bit of a spin-off type vibe.
Yes.
And Disney, you know, they've done that before where they've taken a villain and given them their own little show. But mm-hmm. I got to thinking, like, what doors does this open, you know, with Disney and them doing other spin-offs, giving characters their own kind of thing, or maybe they would just, like, take a character and do something completely different with them. And
yeah.
Because Disney Plus is such a thing these days, and, you know, it doesn't look like we're going to be going back to traditional forms of entertainment anytime soon. You know
no,
what I'm
you're
saying?
Right.
So
I know what
maybe.
You're saying.
So – I thought, why don't we just have a little chit-chat, have a little bit of a fangirling moment about the kind of shit that we would love to see from Disney.
Yeah, I mean, I know that we both love Disney. Like, we are big Disney fans, right? So when you floated this idea, I was like, damn, girl, that's a great idea. And then I, like, got to sit down and I was like, oh, that'd be a great spin-off and that'd be a great spin-off. And then I was like, oh, these already kind of are spin-offs.
Yeah.
So then I had to dig a lot, like, dig deep. But I found,
like,
a couple. So.
Yeah, Disney's, like, really onto it. Mm. They're really onto it. So there's not a lot that they haven't already touched. But I want to touch
true.
It a little bit myself.
Just a little touch, just a little taste.
Just a little bit of a, you know.
I know what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so do you want to kick us off, Amy? What was your first thought?
Right. So the first one I had on my list was actually – it jumped to my head immediately when you sort of floated this idea, and that is Mushu from Mulan.
Oh, God.
Like he kind of had
– oh, my God.
He kind of had little intros in the actual films themselves where he was kind of by himself with the gods on his pedestal and like shit like that. But how good would it be to see a full like Mushu spin-off and I don't know, he goes on an adventure somewhere. Or like maybe it's in the future where Mulan's kids have grown up or some shit and he's got another adventure. I don't know. But like I feel like just any Mushu content.
Any Mushu content. I would in particular love to see sort of like a game show type vibe. Mm. With Mushu in it, and it's called Dishonor on Your Cow.
I say that phrase like far too often. I feel like I use it too much in normal day life. Like dishonor on you, dishonor on your family, dishonor on your cow.
Yeah, but, I feel like so Mushu. That would be really cool, Mushu. Because everybody needs more Mushu in their life. I was bitterly disappointed at the lack of Mushu in the live action Mulan.
Yeah, it was one of the, that and Let's Get Down to Business were probably the things that hurt my heart the most in the fact that we didn't see Mushu, we didn't see the bomb ass dance sequence to the songs that were in that show. And I think I said it before, like I didn't hate Mulan, the live action. Like I thought it was actually quite good, but it wasn't Mulan.
It's not Mulan. Yeah. Right? It's just it was like a good it's film. Just like a cool movie. It's just not Mulan.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? I might watch that again. This is my problem. See, people are like, have you watched this? Have you watched that? I'm one of those people who just sticks to what she knows. And I'm like, instead of watching Cruella, I'm going to watch Mulan live action, which I've already seen. Yeah. But anyway.
No, because, you know, because maybe you just don't want to invest in something that's going to break your heart.
Yeah. What if I get hurt?
What if you get hurt? No, I'm fully there for you. I'm a lot like that as well, where I'll be like, oh, I don't have time to watch a lot of television. But when I do have time to watch television, sometimes I just watch Game of Thrones for the 10th time because I know it's good and I know to avoid.
season 8 is what you need to avoid.
Yeah.
But it is. It's like that. You just want to watch what you stick to what you know. What is it? Creatures of Habit.
Creatures of Habit.
Anyway, Mushu I think would be a brilliant spin-off and I would watch the shit out of it.
Oh, hell yeah.
What was on your list?
Well, the first thing that occurred to me was Ursula, the sea witch.
Yes, I knew you'd go Little Mermaid.
Yeah, well, here's the thing is that she makes this kind of throwaway comment in the film, something, something, when I lived in the castle. And I'm like, in the palace. And it's like, did you live in the palace? Girl, I need to know some more about that. And she's obviously got some sort of history with King Triton, the way that they speak to each other. It's very familiar. I'm sure that this has been covered in one of the shitty cartoon sequels or something, or prequels. I think it's been addressed at some point.
I have not watched all of the Little Mermaid spin-offs.
But I haven't watched all of them either, and I don't care to. But I would watch the shit out of, like, her own movie in a Cruella or Maleficent kind of vibe, because I think that they could take that line, just that one line, and do so much with it. You know, is she like a sibling? Is she like a scorned lover? Is she – how cool would it be though?
It would be. You know,
I would love to see more about Ursula. I think that she's really I think she's super interesting.
Well, she is because, like, you know that there's some pain in that backstory, right? Like, you know shit has gone down.
Yep.
And we don't know what that is, but you're absolutely right. I completely forgot all about that line.
Yeah.
Like, and it is a similar vibe to Cruella and Maleficent, like you said, where, like, they're just immediately portrayed from the start of their, you know, the films as baddies.
Yeah.
And how did they get there?
How did you get that way? Who hurt you specifically and why?
You know? Tell me more.
Tell me. It's the psychologist in me just wanting to know the reason behind her behavior.
You know, that's a really interesting comment. So I'm definitely not a psychologist. Like, I am the furthest end of the spectrum away from a psychologist. Like, I feel like engineers and psychologists are on the opposite ends.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then whenever I talk to you or someone in that sort of realm and I'm like, blah, 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 and it's like, really, Amy? Like, not that you say it in that many words, but you just make me think more logically and I'm like, damn you. Damn you.
But it's so funny because engineering should be more logical though.
So engineering is quite logical in terms of facts. It's the feelings and emotions that come along with it that I find a lot of people. We're getting deep now. That's got nothing to do with spin-offs, but whatever.
No, it's okay. We'll just roll with it.
However, I am told quite often that I am not the normal engineer. I'm going to take that as I do feel more in that emotional space and not that I'm a shit engineer. So take with it what you will, haters.
I'm sure
whatever. You're
a wonderful engineer. I don't know what you
Sometimes.
Do. I don't pretend like I'm going to understand a single thing about what you do. I know you had to evacuate some people. I don't know why.
It's been a long day.
I don't understand. Did you have
it's
to evacuate more people?
Yes, I
because
did, actually.
Because the wind here has been like fucking bananas and I just keep thinking, I wonder what Amy's doing.
I can tell you right now what Amy's doing. She's driving up and down the hills where we've got trees over the road and telling people to stop having fucking picnics in the middle of a windstorm and get the fuck on. That's what she's doing. That was my day today.
Do you really have to be an engineer to tell people not to have a picnic in a windstorm?
You'd be amazed. Anyway, look.
Oh, my goodness.
These people are good about it. Amy. Anyway, so it's been a fun day. So wine was required today. Guys, this has nothing to do with spin-offs. We're taking a spin-off. We're just doing whatever we want.
We're having a spin-off. This is Amy and Rachel's workday spin-off.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should do an episode like that once with really no topic. Kate and Troy will love this. No topic, just us bitching about things that have pissed us off in the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like people would like that. I would like that. It'd make me feel good.
I would like that.
Anyway, whatever. We digress. It's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no, wait. Quickly. Wait. We won't call it Great Mates. We'll call it Chick Six. Wait.
Sick Chicks.
Yeah.
I got what you meant. Chick Six.
Chick Six. That's
Chick
what
six.
It's called
you know
now.
What? It's actually quite funny that you've said Chick Six because the next on my list is a little movie by the name of Big Hero Six. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
This is a little puffed
up. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, okay, great. I love Big Hero Six. It's very sad, but number two, I love it. So for me in terms of spin-offs, I would love to see before – we see the events of Big Hero 6, like, you know, with, like,
with, like, Tabitha
the brother and all
at the university.
Yeah. And, like, how they got to be there be subject matter experts in their respective fields.
Yeah, because they're all very young funky. Geniuses.
Yes.
And, oh, because there's, like, Honey Lemon and Wasabi, Go-Go. Yep.
Go-Go is
Fred.
A bitch.
Amazing.
Fred. Rich. He's rich.
He's rich.
I feel like that would be really interesting. And I think it would be like, you know how they did the animated spin-offs of like How to Train Your Dragon and things like that?
Yeah.
Like where it was an actual little series of
They do have a Big Hero 6, the series.
Yeah,
but
it's sort
still,
of based
it's
on the
like
same
after.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas I want to see before. I want to see Hot Tadashi and what he was doing before.
I know, Tadashi was a bit of a snake.
He's a babe. He should have been on our super daddies list anyway.
But he's not super, nor is he daddy. He's like a uni
student.
His
brain is super and he's a pseudo daddy. Anyway.
Yeah.
I know I'm reaching here.
You very much reaching. Very much reaching. It's okay. Aunt Cass, that's my spirit animal.
She is the best.
When
I
she's
love
just
her.
Like shoving a donut in her gob. And she's like, stress eating because of you. It's me.
I was like folding clothes. Super boring. Yeah. Folding clothes maybe a couple of weeks ago now, because I'm one of those people who sabotages myself and does all of her washing but then refuses to fold her clothes like an adult.
Girl.
And just leaves them all on the floor in my walk-in robe. Anyway, it got the best of me one day and I decided I was going to fold them all. It took me a long time, but I'd put on Big Hero 6. And then I just sat amongst my unfolded clothes and watched Big Hero 6 instead of actually doing my adult duties and folding my clothes. But I was in stitches. I was like, I forgot how funny this show
is. It's so funny. I love it.
It's great.
I love it so much.
So there you go. That's a spin-off from me. But before we go to your next item on the list, let's take a little break.
Hell yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, we're back. Let's do it. What's next? We were awkwardly looking at each other like, who's going to bring us back? I got in first, bitch.
Oh, damn.
Okay. What was next on your list?
Okay, next on my list, the queens of sass. The muses.
Yes.
From Hercules. Girl, let me tell you, they need their own TV show. They need to tell us all about Greek mythology. I want to hear about everything. I want to hear about all the shit Zeus got up to. I want to all of it.
All of it.
I want to hear about minotaurs. I want to hear about centaurs. All the tours. Tory spelling. Why not?
Add it to the list.
Add it to the list. No, but honestly, I would just love to hear about all of the gods and what they got up to and, you know, all of the little creatures and the heroes, the myths. The legends by the muses
in song format would be in amazing. Like, could you imagine?
Like, if they all started like back when the world was new, you know? Mm. And oh my god, I would love
those. That's my those jam. Muses are actually amazing. Like, I remember watching Hercules when I was young, right? And even then I was like, these girls, they know what's up. And now, as like a semi-adult, let's say, I'm like, they know what's up. Like, they're my spirit animals. I love them. Like, my sister and I have you know, where it's like, so they slapped his face on every vase and then she's like, on every vase. We say that a lot, but those muses are the best. That's a great one. I didn't even think of that. That's not on my list at all.
Oh, what? Oh, hey.
I know. Like, what was I thinking? Obviously not a lot, but I'm really glad here that we've actually got different ones on our list.
It's because we usually are on the same page about just about everything. And it's hard to do these lists, especially when we don't share them beforehand, because we end up just with the same shit.
We also – well, and that comes down to the fact that we kind of just wing everything we do in life. Yeah. Sometimes we get different lists like today. Sometimes we get the same lists. But you know what? I feel like the people love it either way.
The people love it. They just want to hear us talking to each other, really.
And drinking wine, which we are absolutely doing tonight. Talking about differences, I have a red and you have a white. We're all over this. Cheers again.
And
Rachel just tried to talk while she had her wine glass in her mouth. That is that sound that you all just heard then. So you're welcome. She's lost it. Absolutely lost it.
Oh, my God. Okay, whatever.
All right, that was a great one. Shall we move on to my next one?
Yeah.
So the next one I had on my list was Peter Pan. So hear me out on this, because we've got Peter Pan, like the animated versions, right? We've then got Hook, which is also a different spin on all of that. I want to see a story about how all of the Lost Boys came to be, right?
Ooh.
So because in every film, the Lost Boys are already established by then.
Yeah.
Whether it be, you know, Rufio and his band of merry men, or in the animated version, it's just all young boys, right?
So cute.
But like the story about how those boys arrived, it could be quite morbid if I'm, you know, talking quite frankly. But I'd love to see that. Like I feel like that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Because Peter Pan, he must have started somewhere and he would have been by himself.
Yeah.
And then he's amassed this.
Would just Tink, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. And now we know why Tink's so upset that he loves Wendy, you know. Because she was there from the start. She was the OG.
He just needs to get over it. She's a jealous little bitch.
She is. I remember being so frustrated with Tinkerbell when I watched any version of Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Actually, the one version that made me a little bit sad was the live action Peter Pan, which is the exact remake of the animated films.
Rachel something.
Herdwood? No.
Rachel Herdwood, yeah.
Is that her? Yeah.
Yeah, and
which was a great movie.
God, what an attractive young Peter.
Jeremy Sumpter was his name. I can Jeremy tell you off the top Sumpter. Of my head because my sister had the most massive crush on him when we were younger and she wanted to marry him, and his posters were all over the wall. He was attractive.
Very attractive. Very attractive. I wonder
what he looks like now. Anyway, in that film, right, they like save Tinkerbell because she saves them and she's going to die, and then they're like, I believe in fairies or whatever. And I'm like, yeah. But in every other film, I'm like, whatever, Tink, you're a bitch. But I feel like the Lost Boys story would be very interesting to watch. So there you go.
I love that. I love that idea. So the
a little bit left field.
So it's like the Lost Boys but without the vampires.
Yes, exactly. Though that film, great.
They couldn't call it The Lost Boys.
They couldn't. Mm-mm. Everyone would get very confused.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have to call it like, I don't know, somebody with much more of a creative mind than I will need to come up with a name with it. But I feel like it's a great idea.
That's cute.
It's cute.
It is cute.
It is.
Possibly like very sad though, like you said.
Well, and that's the thing, right? So you could take it either way. You could take it good ways or bad ways.
Yep.
Anyway. Well, there you go. Peter Pan and his Lost Boys for me.
That was a very old school, you know, because Peter Pan's really quite a classic Disney.
Mm.
But I'm going to go a little bit more modern.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Bo Peep.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Stop.
Toy Story.
Yes.
Look. I haven't confession actually. I haven't seen the latest Toy Story, the last one.
Neither have I, because I feel like I'll cry.
That's exactly why I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was working at the cinema when it came out.
Ooh.
So
did you see snippets of it?
I've and you're seen like, some I can't. Stuff.
Yep.
I've seen some things. I've seen some things. I've been exposed. And what I really want to know, because even if you've seen the trailers, you know that Bo Peep's back. Haven't seen her since the first film.
Mm.
And she's changed.
Yeah.
She's really quite badass. Yeah, and clearly she's seen some shit. So I want to know what happened between Toy Story 1 and Toy Story 4 that she got that, because, like, she's, like, at a carnival or something. She's got this sick outfit. She's fucking fighting people. She's got her own little group of toys. I just want to know. I want to know exactly what happened.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And she's a cool character too, you
she
know.
Is.
She's got Woody's heart.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cute.
So. It is cute. I didn't even think about that. It's interesting, isn't it, when you, like, look at films like that and you just sort of glaze over the character development that's happened. You're
no,
like,
I never.
Are.
I never.
You never. It, I do because I'm not
observant.
I never glaze
over character development. I think it's one of my greatest downfalls is that, like, if I don't give a shit about the characters, if I don't see that there's some sort of a story with them somewhere, if I don't have a connection with the characters, I can't do it.
Just can't get attached. No. Yeah. Whereas I'm a little bit more blasé. I'm like, cool, we're here now. So let's get on with it.
Yeah.
But I think we need to be a happy medium. Both of us watching the same movie would be excellent.
Yeah. We should sit side by side. Yeah. Yes. And you would be like, just appreciate the thing. And I would be like, but also let's look into this.
Let's dig deeper. And yeah. I'm like, you know what? Surface value. Let's just enjoy it for what it is. Yeah. That'd be good. We should do that as an episode. Let's live react to something.
Oh, my
God. And get
God.
Different opinions. Oh, holy It'd be Jesus. A hot mess. I'm just going to say it now. It'd be a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of down for it. Maybe we can add that to our repertoire.
We should.
Who knows?
We should.
I make no promises. We'll see where we land.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, all right. Well, so do you have another?
I have one more.
Oh, so do
How
I.
How many more have you got?
I've got one more.
Look at us.
Yeah.
We are on the same wavelength, my friend.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so the last one for me, and probably it's probably up there as the favorite one if I were to ever see this,
okay,
would be a Treasure Planet spinoff. Just anything. Like, honestly, I would have anything you give me in the Treasure Planet world. If it's, you know, Treasure Planet 2, give it to me. I would love some Jim Hawkins.
Like, I was going to say, that. I just need – look at me reaching in the back of my head because I'm like, I need that hairstyle that in my life. The ponytail.
Right.
Girl, yes.
So, yes, yeah, Treasure Planet. I mean, there are so many stories – I feel like there's so many things that were left unanswered from Treasure Planet.
Yeah. Yeah, there were.
Like, we didn't – what happened when they were away? Like, what happened after? Like, we got a little snippet of, like, you know, life moving on after the main event. But just give me more. I want more.
I want more.
Anything. Anything you can give me that is Treasure Planet related, I will devour it.
Oh, so, man.
It's been a long time since Treasure Planet came out, and I feel like that movie is severely underrated. I think we've talked about that before.
We have. We have spoken about it before, and kind of in the same vein of that is like Atlantis.
Yes.
Where I would also love to see more of that. I just want to know. I just want to know a little bit more. I want to know about the characters. And in the same, yes, the same with Treasure Planet. I want to know about all of the little characters too.
Yeah.
Give me more. Give me more of that.
Give me more.
Shamone.
Shamone. Oh, Jesus. So I'm just going to point out that we are recording remotely again this week. However, sound quality may be slightly better. Who knows? We'll get it right one day, guys. But I would just really love people to see the video of you doing that move you just did right then. To describe it for everybody, she's got like the jazz hands, but putting the Rachel spin on it and just like Chimone, like all over her face. Right?
Chimone.
Get on my face is essentially what she's saying.
Yep.
I
need it in my eyeballs. That's what that means.
So sure.
In my eyeballs.
That's not what she means. Anywho, there you go. That's the end of my list. I thought I would have more on my list, but anyway, what's your last one?
Okay, hear me out.
Here we go.
A little bit left of field. Don't know if it could be classed as like a spin-off as such.
Okay.
But this is just something that I want to see on the Disney Plus platform. You're welcome, Disney. I'll be taking my check any day. I want a Ratatouille cooking show.
Get the fuck out. That's
Remy,
a brilliant idea.
I just want, like, I mean, you can't really put a rat in a kitchen.
No, you can't. But
an animated rat, you can put anywhere.
I feel like that's a brilliant, brilliant idea. Like, imagine how many children would watch that and learn basic life skills like cooking.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. You could just have, it could just be cooking with Remy, you know, and you just learn like basic foods, like just really wholesome, healthy
how to boil
family meals, you know, and like an easy bolognese or. That's what
you need to capitalize on this. You need to write to Disney tonight and say, guys, have I got a proposition for you? Hear me out. It's a bit left of field. Cooking with Remy. I feel like it would be.
What a great idea is that?
It would be received well, I feel.
I feel like it might be.
That's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea too.
I feel like all of our ideas have been quite good, and I feel like Disney should just jump on board and give us all of this right in my eyeballs.
If I start to see any of these, guys, you heard it here first. It is it is September 2021, y'all. Okay.
And we have come up with these ideas, and if Disney, listen, if you take any of these and you don't pay us,
I'm coming for you harder than ScarJo.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Rachel definitely will be. I will be at the back like, yeah, this is my girl. Like,
you'll be my hype man.
Yeah.
And I'll be up.
Making signs and shit. Like, that'll be me.
And I'll be up there like, I'll fuck you up.
I love that out of the two of us. Out of the two of us, I'm quite tall, right? So like I'm not a, and then there's you who is not quite tall, let's just say. But out of the two of us, to put somebody in a fight would definitely not be me. Let's just say that right now.
100%. It's all me, baby.
All you. It's all you. And I believe in you. I make you signs. I'll give you a medal afterwards. I'll give you a towel you down, whatever you need. I'm there.
Thank you.
That's my girl. Oh, look. We've had a good time. This has been fun. I feel like both of our lists have been great. I love that both of our lists were slightly different.
They
were
so different, and I really love that.
It was good. And everybody listening at home, you loved it too. Don't lie.
Don't lie.
Don't lie. Don't lie. We'll come. So I feel like we're done. Anything else you wanted to talk about in terms of spin-offs while we're here?
Yeah. No.
No,
I don't think so. I don't think so. I have been really quite enjoying those the sing-alongs that they've been putting on Disney Plus. I want more of those all day, every day. My kids are slightly over them. I'm like, come on, everybody, sit down on the lounge. We're gonna watch sing-along.
Shut up and sit down.
You will like it.
I kind of. As a sort of side note there, segueing into something, I kind of really am enjoying the different ways that, you know, big corporations like Disney are putting out films now. Like, ScarJo wasn't really happy about it, let's just say. But, like, the way that we're still able to consume this media, if you want to call it. Yeah. Like, you're paying for it and things like that. But, you know, making it a bit more comfortable for people and allowing people who are in areas of lockdown or whatever to still be able to keep up with the times and, you know, pay a little bit extra and watch things from the comfort of their home. I think that's really good.
Yeah. I feel like that the way that the success of a film is measured needs to catch up with the way that things are done, because they're still measuring the success of a film on box office numbers.
Yeah.
Something there needs to change, because it has been 2 years now.
Yeah.
And if that's the way that we're going to continue to measure the success of a film, then unfortunately no film's really going to be successful. You know, we could always just add the streaming numbers into box office.
Yeah.
And have it somehow each stream count as a ticket, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I mean, they along use
those lines.
Yeah, well, they use that concept for music streams and things like that. Like, they still do album sales or single sales or whatever, and then they have the streaming content that comes along with it.
Correct.
So that's a really good point. I don't understand why they wouldn't be doing it like
so
that.
So long as you're paying for the content, the dollar amount should count. So whatever the dollar amount that's spent on streaming is should be added to the box office.
Yeah, I agree. That's a really good point.
Because then it really boosts it. And then, you know, contractually what the problem was with ScarJo was that, you know, she was promised a certain amount of box office profit.
Mm.
When you simultaneously release something on streaming and it doesn't count towards the box office, and that severely depletes the box office, and she wasn't getting her fair share, which I understand. But if they just counted the streaming in with the box office, it would not have been a problem in the first place.
So yeah, exactly. They're causing themselves more pain in the long run rather than just changing the process slightly at the front end and adapting to it.
Exactly. See, engineers and psychologists, we get shit done.
So we can solve the problems of the world. You give me anything, welcome. I'll solve it.
Yeah.
You give me any problem, money, and time, I'll solve it for you.
That's right. Unlimited money and time.
Yeah, that's the key. Those are the key requirements there. Not really me. Give anyone money and time, you'll get a solution.
Yeah, 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 for real.
Anyway, I feel like that's a good time to end it.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to do it for today. We are going to be back with a brand new episode next week. You're going to be listening to our boys, Kate and Troy. In the meantime, if you like what you've heard, why not do one of these things? You can hit the subscribe button.
Ping.
You can leave us a review.
5-star. I'm hyping you up.
You can just like tell people about us.
Yeah. Bring it into conversation.
Tell your mum. Tell your dad. We love a dad.
Oh, we do, don't we?
We love a dad.
Dad bods. Dad bod for life.
Or you know what? Even better, join the Facebook listener community.
That place is great.
Yeah. Well, Amy says she's hardly there.
I am hardly there and I don't respond to things because I'm a human. Like, that's who I am as a human. I apologize, guys. Like, honestly, tag me in something if you want my attention because I'll see that. But you know what I do get a lot of notifications for is the memes that are posted.
I love all of the memes.
I live for the memes. I live for the banter. I may not interact, but I do see you. I see you, guys. I see you.
She's always watching. I'm always watching.
Oh. I'm the ghost in the background, right?
So if you want to find that community, all you need to do is search for the Comic Confidential Listener Community on Facebook. If you want to get in contact with us, or you just want to join in on the conversation, the links to all our socials are going to be in the show notes.
Woo!
Yeah, baby.
Mm-mm.
So, finally, Comic Confidential is part of the CC Radio Network alongside other great shows like The Countdown.
With Paul and Wayne.
And
I fucking love those guys.
I do too.
I miss them.
Me too.
It's been a long time since we've chatted. Let's tee that up.
We should tee that up. We need a big CC Radio meetup. And you know who else we'll bring?
Who?
Cade. From Believe.
Famous Cade from Believe.
Yeah, the Australian paranormal and UFO radio podcast doobie. He's so famous.
Like, I'm really proud to know him. Like, I know a famous person.
Yeah, he's so famous.
We're not even taking the piss here. Like, honest to goodness,
no, he's probably actually really famous.
He's like, probably the most famous person I know. True.
So anyway, look, just search for CC Radio wherever you get your podcasts. Honestly, check us all out. We're amazing.
That's it.
Yeah. So
that's it for this week.
It sure is. Who am I?
You're Rachel.
And
I'm Amy.
That's right.
And this has been Comic Confidential.
Wow.
She's nailed that outro, guys. Yeah. I'm going to save this and replay it over in my head every night.
Oh, my God.
Because normally she's spot on. But anyway, that's it. We're done. We're getting out of here. Have a great time. Thanks for listening. See ya.
Bye.
Dishonor. Dishonor on your whole family. Make a note of this. Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.